You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
January 25th, 2008,
with our musical guest,
Two Loons for Tea guitarist and songwriter Jonathan Kochmar.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
This is Daniel Pinchbeck, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Stone.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the pop oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of this show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon. It's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do, our lives get richer and more fun, and when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Throughout the show, I invite you to invest the questions asked with your own intentions and start thinking of a question you might like to ask when we open up the phone lines in the later part of the show. On tap for today's show, we have Jonathan Kochmar, Jonathan Nightmare, Little Johnny Nightmare of the band Two Loons for Tea, who are going to be the live musical guests at the next live Radio 8 Ball event at the Capitol Hill Art Center on February 14th. You'll be hearing more about that later. And we'll be answering the questions with tracks from Two Loons for Tea's many CDs. Whether you are a first-time listener or one of our diehard synchronicity surfers, the Pop Oracle is sure to have some surprises in store for you today, so please stay tuned to the Radio 8 Ball Show. But first, give your attention to those wonderfully intrepid businesses whose generous support makes this broadcast possible.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
Where do you get cutting-edge information that's free from the gloom and doom of the mainstream media? Reality Sandwich is a web magazine for these times of intense transition. We cover sustainability to shamanism, alternate realities to alternative energy, holistic healing to visionary technologies, helping to build the world we all dream of. Check out news, art, essays, interviews, podcasts, and more from contributors like Daniel Pinchbeck, Douglas Rushkoff, DJ Spooky, The Yes Men, and Radio 8 Ball's own Andras Jones. Just go to realitysandwich.com and help us evolve consciousness bite by bite.
This Valentine's Day, Radio 8 Ball welcomes the dreamy music and sensual vocals of Two Loons for Tea. Oracle is sure to provide powerful musical divinations using Two Loons for Tea's Lucid Dream Pop. That's the Radio 8 Ball Show, Thursday, February 14th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Tickets available at brownpapertickets.com.
Thank you for listening to Radio 8 Ball. We are only able to produce this broadcast through the generous support of our sponsors. Advertising on Radio 8 Ball is a great way to support the exploration of synchronicity while getting the word out about your business, band, or event to the many loyal listeners of Radio 8 Ball and Alternative Talk 1150. For more information, please write to info@radio8ball.com.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting them as the answers to the questions. I'm your host, Andras Jones, and I'm here joined in the studio by Jonathan Kochmar of the band Two Loons for Tea, who are going to be the live musical guests at the next live Radio 8 Ball event here in Seattle on Valentine's Day. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Jonathan.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, Kochmar, you were just saying that in French that means nightmare.
Well, if it's mispronounced and mangled into franglais,
cauchemar.
It sounds like cauchemar.
Cauchemar.
Which means nightmare in French.
Nightmare. So you're saying your French debut, you were called Little Johnny Nightmare?
Yeah, I was a teenager in Paris for a little while and was busking in the Paris metro. And I decided to play up the shtick of being an American as opposed to pretending to be Canadian and called myself Johnny Nightmare.
Nice. Well, so we're going to do some musical divination here with your music. We were going to have your band, Two Loons for Tea, but your partner in crime, Sarah, is she's ill.
She's sick, and we're really sorry she couldn't come too.
Well, it's synchronicity. So even though I'm disappointed that it didn't work out that way, I have to accept. It's the lesson that I have to keep learning with this show is that it's total acceptance. What happened is exactly what's supposed to have happened. So I hope she feels better, but I'm glad to have you here in the studio, and the Pop Oracle must want to use the tracks today. So I have a question ready, and I'm going to ask it, and then we'll press shuffle function and see what we get. Are you ready for this? And then you'll be able to give us a little bit of help with the interpretation because you know the history of the song.
All right, let's go.
So my question, it's personal. I was traveling this last week in LA and doing the Radio 8 Ball show there, and I came back last night, and tonight my girlfriend flies to New York for a week. So we just sort of have a layover connection. And unfortunately, we spent most of last night in just one of those "what are we arguing about" kind of fights that just went on and on and on and on. And we always find our way out of them, but it's tough, you know, when you're in a relationship and you only have a little bit of time to settle that out and then actually be able to connect. And so my question for the Pop Oracle is what advice can it give me? How can it help to put me back on the path so that in the little time that we have left, we can actually get back to what's good in our relating and sort of either back burner or do whatever we need to do to whatever's difficult and to so we can get to what's juicy and good between us. So I'm now going to press shuffle function and we'll see what advice I get from the Pop Oracle.
Asian doll, southern charm.
And that was She's Not Worth the Worry from Tulum's Tease Records. Oops. What was the name of the record that was on?
That's Looking for Landmarks.
Looking for Landmarks, the second record. Oh, I see it right here. Why am I? Of course. And that was the answer to my question, looking for advice on how to reconnect with my girlfriend who is flying to New York tonight. I just flew in from L.A. yesterday, and we've spent the better part of the, the worst part of the evening in a sort of a dumb argument, or just an argument. And, when that came up, she's not worth the worry, we both sort of were like, oh, no, that's horrible. Well, I have a couple of ideas, but I'm curious, what did you think as the songwriter?
Well, I was immediately struck by the fact that one of the very first lines in the song has to do with an argument. In this case, Sarah's lyrics are about sort of an internal argument within herself between intellect and sensuality. The book under her arms argues with the buttons on her skin-tight sweater. So I was thinking this could be maybe a conflict within her between two parts of herself, or it could represent, we choose to represent it as the, view it as representing the relationship between you and she.
So I would be the book and she would be the buttons?
I don't know.
Or she would be the book and
I don't know your
buttons.
Relationship. But, yeah. Judging by the way you're talking about it, once you sounded perhaps more the left brain and she more the sensualist, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. In this case, we're both kind of, I think it might be that we're both kind of sensualist in it. The line that jumped out to me was at the end, you were lost, you were gone, too far gone, too far gone, she's not worth the worry. And it made me think of how a lot of times when, especially in intimate relationships, when that argumentative thing comes up, that a lot of times what you end up doing is sort of grafting the person who you're relating with over sort of older archetypal unresolved stuff. And at the point where that become where you can't tell the difference is when it starts to be confusing and you find yourself like, why are we doing this? Why are we arguing? You know, and you don't know, but you keep at it and keep at it. And so, you know, I think that there's a way that for me at some point in that conversation, I was lost and I was gone and still am to some degree kind of out there gone. And if I think that she's the source of the worry, that's where I'm confused. So I asked for advice. So maybe the thing is to find my way back. And in terms of the answer to the song, I'm trying to look at where here in the lyrics, a sweet love, a visible plan. Maybe that is sometimes, you know, you need to make a decision and hold yourself to it regardless. And maybe if I just made the decision, that conversation's over, and whatever happens, I'm just going to like sort of keep a smile on my face, mm-hmm. like regardless of what might be there that's pulling me to stay and whatever wants me to be gone or whatever. And then there's also, I think there also is that place of the desperation that comes when two people are wanting to be close together and are gone from each other. And it's like, well, we need to have a good time tonight. And that makes things puts even more pressure on it, which makes it even more difficult to have a good time. So,
and I think also the song title and the refrain in the chorus, She's Not Worth the Worry, I think we both immediately jumped to the assumption that it was a dismissive kind of sense of the phrase. But I think the more constructive interpretation is you don't really have to worry about this. It was a passing thing, transient, and you'll work it out.
Yeah, I think that's good. Cool. Well, that is how Radio 8 Ball works. And in the next segment, we're going to be opening up the phone lines and inviting you to call in. The number here is 425-373-5527 or toll-free at 888-298-5569. Once again, 425-373-5527 is the number. We're going to go to a short break, and then we'll come back and take your calls on Radio 8 Ball.
This Valentine's Day, Radio 8 Ball welcomes the dreamy music and sensual vocals of Two Loons for Tea. Pop Oracle is sure to provide powerful musical divinations using Two Loons for Tea's Lucid Dream Pop. That's the Radio 8 Ball Show, Thursday, February 14th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Tickets available at brownpapertickets.com.
Do you have a question for the Pop Oracle? Would you like to join us on the air? The number for the studio is 425-373-5527. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-298-5569 in the Western Washington area. Operators are standing by to take your call.
Join us at the Capitol Hill Arts Center Lounge for happy hour drink specials, 6 to 8 p.m. every night. Down the ramp at Capitol Hill Arts Center, 1621 12th Avenue. For events and information, go to www.capitolhillarts.com.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin, this is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear. So long ago. Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin. Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
Tune in to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair every Monday at noon. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Bringing you enlightening conversations with authors, creatives, innovative business and health professionals, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Sharing their expertise and life stories. Making a difference, one word at a time. Pull up a chair and join us Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Check Vicki's guest schedule at conversationslive.net.
This is Sandman the Rapping Cowboy, and Radio 8 Ball taught me to ride bull.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions. I'm your host, Andras Jones, in the studio with Two Loons for Tea's co-leader, Jonathan Cauchemer. Jonathan Cauchemer, if you're an American like me. And we have a caller on the line. We have Eric from Kirkland, who has a question for the Pop Oracle. Hello, Eric. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just would like to say, Jonathan, I'm a big fan of Two Loons for Tea. I've seen you guys live a number of times, and it never ceases to amaze me.
Well, that warms the cockles and bivalves of my heart.
I hope that means you'll come out and check them out on Valentine's Day at the Radio 8 Ball show.
I definitely plan on being there. It sounds like a fun time. So
awesome.
My question has to do with work. Work's been, it's been busy, but there's just a lot of excitement surrounding 2008, and we've been really busy preparing for it. And I'm just wondering if things are going to pay off for everyone this year.
Will things pay off in 2008? Great. Well, we're going to push shuffle function here, and we'll see what song comes up. So please stay on the line. When the song's over, we'll come back and help you interpret it.
Thank you.
Here it comes.
Street guys, secrets.
That was the song Blood for Sugar from the Two Loons for Tea Looking for Landmarks. And that was the answer to Eric from Kirkland's question about his business and will things pan out business-wise in 2008. Are you with us, Eric? Hello?
Hello. Sorry, you're cutting out a little bit on me. I think it's my cell phone.
Okay. Well, were you able to hear the song?
I did hear a song. I had trouble making out some of the verses, but the chorus I think definitely rings true. Rings optimism for me. Blood for Sugar. To me, it says if you put in the time and put in the effort, you know, the old thing, blood, sweat, and tears. You know, there's going to be sugar, something sweet at the end of it all, and I feel pretty optimistic about that.
Nice. What did you think, Jonathan?
I agreed entirely. That is exactly what I would have said first if asked, and I think also it was very interesting from a musical perspective too. Some of the non-lyrical passages have a very methodical, working away kind of sound. It's almost like, you know, people plugging away, doing their work. Also, this is a song to some degree. Part of the backstory of this is that to some degree, it's a song of about a person going through a transformation in their life from a sort of a desperate situation in their lives to going towards enrichment.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more like about the situation, the character in the song, the transformation they're going through?
I actually don't know who the party is that Sarah wrote this about. She's often, you know, very cryptic, even to me,
yeah,
a fellow songwriter. So I've chosen not to figure out who it was. But I think also the notion that your mattress has secrets, I think that's very, very telling, too. It's people often hide their riches or their treasures under their mattress. And, you know, it's available there. It's it can be drawn on. It can be and the mattress, of course, is where one dreams.
Yeah.
And then, you know, walks out into the day. And take those riches from the mattress with you out into the real world.
Yeah, there were a couple of lines. I mean, I thought the line that jumped out at me was like she knew the comedy of a necktie, and something about that. There's something about like having a sort of a playful attitude with business in a way. Like I get what you're saying, like putting your blood and sweat and tears in to get the sugar out, but also something about cultivating a playful air around it, finding the humor, not just in the world outside, but in your own pursuit. You know, when I heard the line "blood for sugar," the first, you know, it almost made me think, "Well, is that a good trade? Like, is that blood is what we need, and sugar is a treat. So if we give away the thing that we need in order to get the treat that we want." Is that actually the best trade? And in the sense, what I was getting out of the song was, it is if you get the folly of it and enjoy it. But if it turns into, you know, I need to put the blood out there to get that sugar, and it's so intense that maybe the song is saying to like let go a little bit, to dream a little bit more, to like bring that dreaming consciousness into it, to be playful with it.
And I think this-
yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Can I interject?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, I can see your point there, and I think there has to be a definite balance between how much blood you invest and how much sugar you expect to receive on the other side. I'm fortunate enough to work a job that I love, and I have a great time doing it, so there is a fun factor involved for me. So, you know, hearing what you said and also hearing what Jonathan said about being, you know, coming from a desperate situation, I wouldn't say it. That my company is coming from a desperate situation, but we're definitely looking forward to a time of change and a time of great expectations. And so, if you put you know both of your guys's thoughts together, I think I just see optimism down the road. So,
you want to tell us what your business is?
No, actually, I'd prefer not to.
Okay, that's fine. Something illegal, perhaps. No. That's okay. I'm all about pirates.
No, this is perfectly legal.
Whatever you say. Hey, I'm not judging. I'm not judging.
Of course not.
Well, thanks a lot, Eric. And it'll be great to see you out on Valentine's Day at the Capitol Hill Arts Center with Two Loons for Tea.
Definitely. I look forward to it.
Good luck in 2008.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Jonathan, you guys have a good day.
Bye.
Thank you.
And that's Radio 8 Ball. Well, the number here, if you'd like to call in and get your question answered, is 425-373-5527. Again, 425-373-5527. And while we're here, why don't we go over to Jonathan while we're waiting for the next caller? I know that you have a question that you'd like to ask, and since, you know, I put myself out there, now it's your turn.
Well, if relationships are ships, are they ships of the desert?
If relationships are they ships of the desert? A poetic question from Jonathan Kushmer. The answer is coming. Here it comes. When the song's over, we'll come back and see what the answer to that question is. We'll be right back.
much for my children. And remember, I have none, and my body drips to the floor like wax from a mantle. Remember when we worship summer and your vision was smooth, and I never questioned you in your blue suit.
We are talking over the fade, which is probably offensive to the artist in the studio, but that's okay. He's being cool about it. That was Blue Suit from Two Loons for Tea, Looking for Landmarks record. That's the record that the Pop Oracle is favoring on today's show. That was the answer to Jonathan Kochmer's question. The question, a poetic one, if relationships are ships, are they ships of the desert? Was it a little bit doppelgangerish to have your question answered by your own music? Or did it help that Sarah wrote the lyrics there?
Yeah, I had nothing to do with these lyrics, which I've always loved. This is actually one of my, she had some of her favorite writing in the song. So it is coming from the outside. It's mm-hmm. not one of the songs mm-hmm. I co-wrote lyrically. Ships of desert, of course, are camels, mm-hmm. and they're very plodding creatures. And there's nothing terribly romantic about them. They're temperamental. They spit. They're very very uncouth. And this song, in contrast, is very much soaring. It's opening up, and it's much more bird-like than camel-like. And I think it's really about the intentionality of relationships. You talk like you meant it, you sing like you meant it, you dance like you meant it. So I view it as being very celebratory and participatory.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting. There were a couple of lines that jumped out to me in relation to your question. And they weren't, because the question was coming from sort of a poetic place, I feel like you got poetic answers. And the one that really jumped out at me, I remember the first time I heard the song, and I thought the line was, "Remember when we were shipped summer," like we were shipped, as instead of we worshipped summer. So I thought that was interesting that you talked about ships and the desert, and we got this, the sort of, it's almost like, yeah, like a nostalgic look of when we were ships of the desert, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other line, the cloud lust and fresh air fantasies, which is just that's a fantastic line. The cloud lust made me think, you remember, you know that Ricky Lee Jones piece with the orb, you know, the puffy clouds.
Little puffy clouds.
Yeah,
the remix.
And that, you know, that's a song about her living in the desert, being a desert girl. Actually, a transplanted desert girl, because she's originally from this region. And then the fresh air fantasies just made me wonder why Sarah is stalking Terry Gross. But that is just, I don't know what's up with that. I don't know. So I feel like we got a sort of response.
She's actually stalking Larry David.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, she put out a call to Larry David on WMVY in Massachusetts this fall. We haven't heard back from him yet.
Maybe I can help you with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. Well, that's another example of how Radio 8 Ball works. And now we have a caller on the line. We have Amber from Seattle. Amber, welcome to the Radio 8 Ball show with two loons for tea in the can.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. What's your question for the Pop Oracle?
Well, it's less a question and more I'm hoping you can help me look into my future. My husband and I have been married for about 5 years, and it's a fantastic relationship. And 2007 really diverted our energies away from each other. We've been incredibly busy with the rest of life, and it's been taxing as of late. And I'm just looking to see, I know we are going to reconnect, but I'm looking for what the reconnection period will be like, and maybe how long it will last and what we might go through.
So what will the reconnection period be like, and what will you go through?
Yes. What can I expect?
Okay. Well, we have a Two Loons for Tea song that will answer that question. We just don't know what it is yet. So I'm going to press shuffle function and we'll see. So please stay on the line, and here comes your answer.
Thank you.
Consuela
And that was Consuela, a song called Consuela from Two Loons for Tea's Nine Lucid Dreams CD, their most recent CD, correct? And that was the answer to Amber's question, what will the reconnection look like and what will we go through in talking about the about reconnecting with her husband, who has they've been having their lives taken apart, I guess, for business, for work. Is that correct?
Both of our jobs. He has some side projects, and we've recently had some family circumstances come up where we have to focus on everything else but ourselves.
Well, what did you think about that? Would you like to give us your interpretation of that, or do you want to hear what we think first?
I was laughing during this because the lyrics are so surreal, and I would like to hear actually what Jonathan has to say about this, because he sang that song as opposed to Sarah normally singing. So yeah, I'd love to hear what he has to say.
Well, I'm more qualified to speak about this song than most others in our last two records, because I did write all the lyrics. And the backstory is truly bizarre. It was written, I had been invited to be a keynote speaker at the American Medical Association on a conference about alternative treatments for cancers. And my father had been diagnosed with mesothelioma, and he and I together came up with a novel treatment for this asbestos-induced lung cancer that ended up extending his life from the 3 months he was originally given to about 5 years. And it's a treatment now that's now being used for other people with mesothelioma. So it was kind of a strange situation for me, not being a medical doctor, addressing 3,000 MDs in Palm Desert, California. And it was one of, in terms of my relationship with my family and my loved ones, it was also one of the most moving experiences in my relationship with family, because even though my father wasn't there, this was about my love for my family and my blood. And I was so agitated after after giving this presentation that I wandered out into the desert, and I was lonely, and it was the middle of the day in the summer. It was like 110 degrees, and I was becoming delirious, and I was imagining this partner named Consuela that would come into the desert and the monotony of the desert landscape and enrich it, and that there was this fantasy world mm-hmm. that we were going to enter and be in. So for me, it's very much an oasis in, you know, coming across an oasis in life.
Yeah. And I did a little research while we were while the song was playing, looking for the origins of the name Consuela, and it means consolation in Spanish. Well, mm-hmm. Consuelo does, but Consuela is the feminine, and it is taken from the title of the Virgin Mary, Nuestra Señora del Consuelo, meaning Our Lady of Consolation. So I can see, you know, you were saying I was feeling lonely and I think you almost said I wanted to be consoled, or I was, and you called on this, the spirit of consoling. And so I wonder if there's something in that, some archetypal significance for you there in, I don't know if you heard the question I asked earlier in the show, but actually your question sort of relates to mine, and I'm getting additional guidance from your question as well. And at the point where we take it on to really take care, to console and take care of our partner, and to allow them to do that for us, that maybe there's something there for you in this situation. You, in terms of your question, was like, what will it look like? How, you know, what will we go through, and what will reconnecting look like? And maybe part of it is being that consolation for each other.
And what Jonathan said does resonate with me in that I cited a few reasons for us drifting apart, but the crux of it these days is we are taking care of his mother, and it's a huge burden, and it's very new. So Jonathan's experience of taking care of his father and being there for him and going out into the desert alone and looking for consolation on his own resonates with how I am feeling right now. And on a personal note, the music being very strange and circus-like and kind of dark cabaret feeling that it has really resonates with my personal taste. So it makes me think that also perhaps I should wander out into the desert alone and try to find consolation within myself and not necessarily look for, something external to make this work.
And it's interesting in the line in the song that made my eyes sort of go up was the owl, the scorpion, the rusting Chevrolet, everything is perfect in its way. So even though it may seem like there are scary creatures and sort of omens of tragic consequence, that even that is perfect in its way. So
right.
Those phantoms might beset you, but that sort of grounded, almost faith that this is,
yeah.
You know, this is exactly the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just have to, I really have to commend you. Most people, there's such a, there's such a pull to not take on our elders and
right.
take responsibility for them.
Right.
And there's not as much support for that as probably there could be in our culture. And it really is a very special thing to take that on. And,
thank you.
I want to acknowledge that. And I know it's very difficult, but, it is perfect in its way.
Yes, it's true. It's just integrating things into a relationship. It's not a good thing or a bad thing. I like that you picked out that line because I never regret anything. I just learn from that experience. So the scorpion is perfect in its way, and you acknowledge it and you work with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the owl, of course, is in Greek mythology and possibly other cultures, the creature of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's the totem. I guess I didn't use the word totem in Greek, but it's the animal associated with Minerva, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah. And it's also the night hunter, the one who sees in the dark,
mm-hmm.
and goes into the dream time and pulls and comes out. So it's a powerful shamanic symbol. And then, of course, the Chevrolet is in a lot of Bruce Springsteen songs. So I don't know. Maybe there's something there. Anything else you have for our questioner, Amber, Jonathan?
No, do the good work.
Great. And well, just thanks a lot for sharing your question this way and for being a part of the show.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
This Valentine's Day, Radio 8 Ball welcomes the dreamy music and sensual vocals of Two Loons for Tea. Oracle is sure to provide powerful musical divinations using Two Loons for Tea's Lucid Dream Pop. That's the Radio 8 Ball Show, Thursday, February 14th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Tickets available at brownpapertickets.com.
If you like what you're hearing and you want another chance to participate, a two-hour non-commercial version of Radio 8 Ball can be heard Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on KAOS in Olympia, Washington, with me and my co-host Tammy T playing CDs on shuffle function as the answers to your questions. Give us a shake Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at 89.3 FM in Olympia or at www.kaosradio.org.
Thank you for listening to Radio 8 Ball. We are only able to produce this broadcast through the generous support of our sponsors. Advertising on Radio 8 Ball is a great way to support the exploration of synchronicity while getting the word out about your business, band, or event to the many loyal listeners of Radio 8 Ball and Alternative Talk 1150. For more information, please write to info@radio8ball.com.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And we're back here with Radio 8 Ball and with Jonathan Kochmer of Two Loons for Tea, who are going to be the live musical pop oracles for the live Radio 8 Ball show we do the second Thursday of every month at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. And this will, of course, be falling on Valentine's Day, so it'll be a love-themed Radio 8 Ball show. And Jonathan, can you tell us where we can find out more about Two Loons for Tea?
You can check us out online at twoloons.com. That's loons like the bird, T-W-O-L-O-O-N-S. And also on MySpace, myspace.com, Two Loons for Tea.
And if you go to the Radio 8 Ball MySpace, you can find Two Loons for Tea in the top friends, so you can click over to that really easily. And you're going to be about to be doing some traveling, too. We get some people who listen to the podcasts around the country. So what are the other shows you have coming up in the next couple of weeks?
We're doing, after the Radio 8 Ball show, we're playing at one of our other favorite venues, the Triple Door. That would be later in the month. And we're playing in California, in Carlsbad, but it's a, I think it's a closed private event.
Oh, come on! If the masses of Two Loons for Tea fans storm the gates, they won't be able to sneak their way in.
I know that could be a problem. and then our biggest scheduled junket right now is we just found out we're accepted to South by Southwest, so we're playing there in Austin, Texas. I think it's the 13th of March, playing a bunch of day parties at South by Southwest, and then driving up to the Upper Midwest. And should be on the road for about 2 weeks, so looking forward to that.
Beautiful. When you tour, do you tour in a van? You take the van out, or do you?
We'll probably fly to Austin and then rent a van, and we'll be touring as a trio, so we're pretty compact and probably just get away with a small rental van.
Awesome.
Down costs.
Well, it's been really great to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm really looking forward to the show on February 14th. And that brings to a close this episode of the Radio 8 Ball Show. It's been great having Jonathan of Two Loons for Tea here. We hope that Sarah feels better and
Amen.
is going to have her pipes fully rested and available to be the pop oracle at the Radio 8 Ball Show on February 14th. And you can find out more about Radio 8 Ball by going to radio8ball.com or the Radio 8 Ball MySpace. And until next week, this is Andras Jones wishing you spine-tingling synchronicities, connection with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.
Do you like this show? I do, and I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.